Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
By the age of 2.5 or so, your children should have all their primary or their baby teeth, which are so cute when they start to come in. My goodness, it's one of the cutest things you can see in your children, and including those second molars. And it's really important to care for your teeth, your children's teeth, even when they're those tiny, cute little things, so that you can prevent future tooth decay as well as other oral problems. My guest today is Dr. David Kroll. He's a pediatrician and the chair in the section of oral health for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kroll. So tell us a little bit about baby teeth. When should they be coming in, and when do parents worry that maybe the teeth aren't coming in like they should?
Well, baby teeth, so thanks, Melanie, first of all. Baby teeth are usually coming in right around 6 months. Some come in a little bit earlier than that. Some come in a little bit later than that. So there's a normal range. Usually by about 18 months, if your child hasn't had their first tooth, is something to talk about with your pediatrician or your pediatric dentist.
So one of the things parents always dread is that teething situation. You know, you start to see the baby drool and they're crying for no reason. What do we do about teething? Is there medication we should be using, or do we want to try and deal with this without medication?
We want to do our best to try to deal with it without medication. Some of the medications that are used for children, or they're sold over the counter for children for teething, aren't very good for kids. So what I suggest to my patients is for parents to wash their hands first, of course, and take either their finger with a cloth on it or a cold teething ring and gently rub your baby's gum for a minute or two at a time. Most babies find this really comfortable, although they may protest at first. And then the second best thing to do is just provide some safe things to chew on. It doesn't necessarily have to be a teething ring, but it could be something else to chew on. And usually that calms the baby and makes them feel a little bit better. But I really steer people away from medications for teething.
Dr. Kroll, when you say teething things, now some, you know, there are some products you can put in the freezer, and then my mother used to use little baby bagels and put those in the freezer, and, you know, so that the baby can kind of gnaw on them. Does that actually help bring that tooth out? Does that help open up the gums a little, or is it just strictly an instinct?
It's really just a soothing mechanism. So the coldness helps a little bit in soothing the baby. It also, the rubbing helps the baby, but it doesn't really push the tooth up or whittle away at the gums to allow that tooth up. It just really allows for the natural process to take place and calms the baby.
So what about keeping those tiny little cute teeth clean? I mean, should we be brushing? Do we just use our finger? What do we do to keep those little teeth clean?
Extremely important, and I think one of the most important things to remember is that baby teeth are important, and they need to be cleaned and taken care of. What I suggest to my patients is that as soon as that first tooth erupts, we start cleaning it. And I've started to suggest to my patients that to find a small, very soft bristle toothbrush and use just a smear. And what I mean by a smear is just taking a little bit of the toothpaste and running across the toothbrush perpendicularly, and then just brushing your child's teeth. Usually it's one tooth, two teeth, so it doesn't take very long. The baby will get used to having the toothbrush in their mouth. There's not a lot of toothpaste on there, so you needn't be concerned about the baby swallowing a lot of toothpaste because you're only putting a small amount on. But what that does is it allows the baby to get used to having their teeth cleaned. It allows the parent to be interacting with the baby, and it starts a wonderful habit for that child.
Is a fever normal when a baby's teething?
So fevers are never normal, and they're not associated with teething. That's extremely important. If your child has a true fever, there's something else going on. Teething will not cause a temperature to rise to the level where it's considered a fever. That's a very important thing to remember for parents.
Well, then I'm glad I brought it up because, you know, a lot of parents say, oh, running a low-grade fever must be teething. So that's really important that you pointed that out, Dr. Kroll. Now, what about binkies and bottles and things? Can these really, you know, we used to be told if you suck your thumb, your teeth will come in shaped weird around that, or the binky the same. Is there any truth to those myths?
I have no concerns about having children having have a binky. What I am concerned about is when binkies are around for longer than they should be, or thumbs are in the mouth for longer than they should be. Absolutely no problem with binkies. In fact, there's some there's been some benefits in research to issues around SIDS with having binkies in the mouth. But absolutely no concerns. The one thing I will say about bottles is that bottles should not be left in a baby's mouth when there's something in those bottles other than water, because that sugar in those drinks that they have in the bottle are bad for the teeth.
Now, what about milk?
Milk, I would be very concerned with having a child that has a bottle constantly in their mouth with milk, juice, anything in it other than water. Same thing with sippy cups. The concern that I have for children is that if they're constantly being, their teeth are constantly being bathed in a substance that has sugar in it, that's bad for the teeth.
So can milk, if it stays around, like if they drink their bottle and then they fall asleep, you take the bottle away, can this create sort of a breeding ground for decay and cause trouble if there's milk still pooling around the teeth? Or does the vitamin D bad? Do we want to brush their little teeth after they're done with the bottle?
I don't want anybody to think that milk is bad for a baby. Milk is definitely important for a baby's growth and extremely important for calcium and vitamin D. What is important that when a child feeds, that parents should consider cleaning that baby's teeth after they eat, especially if that baby's falling asleep. And you definitely don't want a baby falling asleep with the bottle in their mouth.
Okay, so 6 months, we start to feed some solids. They start to, you know, be able to eat a Cheerio that we've soaked a little bit in water, or, you know, some smushed up avocado or any of these kinds of things. So then you're recommending that whenever a child is done eating, just like us, we should brush their little teeth and make sure that there is no food left on their gums as well.
I think it's really important to get into a habit of cleaning a baby's teeth. It's often very difficult to brush a child's teeth after every meal. I understand that as a parent. I was not very good at that, although I did my best to do that. But if you can do that at least twice a day, you're doing very well by your child and your child's oral health.
Is there anything you don't want us feeding our children when they're little and their new teeth are coming in?
Lots of sugar-sweetened juices, anything that's a carbonated sugary beverage like any of the colas or anything like that, definitely not. Definitely not feeding your baby sweets too often other than associated with meals. I would not suggest that either.
We only have about a minute or so left, Dr. Kroll, but what about harder foods? Are those teeth sensitive, or can they break easily if the child tries to bite into a carrot that maybe we didn't steam well enough, or, you know, harder foods?
It depends on the age of the child as far as carrots. What I'm more concerned about with carrots, hard carrots for young children, is choking problems. I'm less concerned about them chipping their teeth on a carrot. They shouldn't be eating things like hard candy. I would have a problem with that. But usually your teeth are okay with things like carrots and stuff. But as I said, I'm more concerned with other issues when it comes to eating carrots in small children.
So this is great information, parents. As best as we can, we try and brush those little tiny teeth. They come in, they're so small, and usually those two front teeth that come in are absolutely adorable. So take lots of pictures, because it is one of the cutest times of growth for little babies. But be sure and, you know, make concern with good oral health. And don't leave them with bottles. Try and make sure that they, you know, eat not too sugary of things and brush their little teeth, and that will help them become older with really good teeth. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.